Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
It's Sunday night, so that could mean only one thing. It's time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. Welcome to everybody listening to our show. We're coming up on our 50th anniversary of doing the show. First week of August, we'll be 5 years doing this. So big thank you to all my listeners and the emails I get and the people buying my book, Rogue Town. And we'll have a nice surprise for you guys that have been so loyal to the book. It's become a really great seller. We have Rogue Town 2 coming out right before Christmas. That's our game plan right now. So we appreciate you all here. And we got a good show tonight coming up. We have a show. We're going to talk about old murders here and a great book that is out. So we're going to have on this show a fellow by the name of Jeff Mudgett. And Jeff is from Las Vegas area. And Jeff is the great-great-grandson of serial killer H.H. Holmes, a.k.a. Herman Webster Mudgett. His book, his great book, Bloodstains, has been a huge hit. And Jeff has done work for the History Channel as well as Ancestry.com. Jeff Mudgett also speaks to law schools, colleges, universities. And he has a grand jury presentation with evidence that there is probable cause to identify Holmes as Jack the Ripper. Awesome stuff here. So I want to welcome tonight Jeff Mudgett to Crime Time. Welcome, Jeff.
Vito, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, my privilege to have you on. Very nice. Very, very nice. Interesting. Interesting story you got. I talked to, your publicist, Delilah, and she hooked me up with you, and I've been anxious to get you on the show. Let's start from the beginning there. Where did you grow up, and what did you want to do as you got into your teen years and early part of your life?
Yeah, I grew up in California, mostly the Bay Area, San Francisco. I did a little sailing out in the Merchant Marine, then I went back to school and got my law degree. I was fascinated with criminal law and wanted to practice Perry Mason stuff.
Right.
Went on and on, became fairly successful doing so. As a matter of fact, I never lost a trial. And then one night, it all came tumbling down at dinner, Vito, when my grandfather told the family the secret about our ancestor being perhaps the most evil man that ever lived, the devil in the White City, H.H. Holmes.
How old were you at this time when you heard this?
I was about 40 years old. I had a couple of houses. I had vacations every year. I had fancy cars. I had everything. I'd received everything for all my hard work, and then, wham, everything that I thought I was, all my idiosyncrasies were were defined by my grandfather.
Wow, so this is your grandfather whose, let me see if I got this right, whose grandfather is it? Was H.H. Holmes? Am I correct?
Now, you're one of the few that's ever got that correct, yes.
Okay.
The killer was my grandfather's grandfather.
Your grandfather's grandfather, okay. Wow, so he proceeds to tell you this story. What are you thinking? What's your whole family thinking at this time? Like, what are you talking about, you know?
Well, we all thought he was crazy. I mean, he's a very stoic man. He was an engineer at Pacific Gas and Electric on the California coast, managed the entire plant. He used to go off by himself 2 or 3 days. He maybe said 2 or 3 sentences to me my entire life.
Wow.
So, you know, the family was kind of scratching our heads. My grandmother was shocked. I mean, this woman had been married to him for 60 years, and he had never told her.
Never told her the story. Amazing.
She wouldn't have married him.
Really? You think so? Just because of that, huh?
Now, the entire family moved out west, Vito, at the turn of the century, because the country, America, largely thought this man was the devil. I mean, there were that many books written about him. His trial was the O.J. Simpson trial at the turn of the century. And the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Sun, they carried every minute of that trial.
Wow. So now you're fascinated by this. You have to be. And you go out, and I guess you start doing your own investigations, right? What year was this about, Jeff?
Well, let's see. Back 1990s.
Okay, 1990s. Okay. So what was your starting point?
Well, I went home, and I thought about this. It bothered me, especially because, and as I write in the book, my grandfather was staring at me while he was telling this in our entire family of 15 or 20 about this secret. And this man and I did not have a normal grandfather-grandson relationship. Here's a man who used to go off fishing. And Vito, when I was a boy, I lived to fish. He never invited me fishing once. Can you imagine your grandfather never inviting you fishing?
Wow, that's amazing. So he's your big link, though, Jeff. He's your big link at this time because he's the grandson. So, I mean, as time went by, I know I'm skipping around a little bit, but I'm different thoughts in my mind. Did you ever get any pictures from him or any real help at all from him on this?
No, nothing like that. When he died, he left me some material that I write about in the book about the killer.
Oh, okay.
And what I realized, Vito, and you've seen this in criminal law, the books that had been written about this man, here's a man that had the highest IQ ever at the University of Michigan Medical School.
Wow.
The books about this killer that may have killed 200 or 300 people at his murder castle, they were all wrong. They had all been manufactured using the articles from the newspaper material at the time of the trial, and that material had been dished out by Holmes himself in interviews from his jail cell.
Okay.
So I started taking a look at where each of these stories in the history was wrong, and before I knew it, my life was being dedicated to finding the truth.
Wow, yeah, it must have came almost an obsession, right?
It was an obsession. You're exactly right.
And what type of other work were you doing to make a living at this time that you kind of had to add that to what you're doing here? What kind of work were you involved in? How did you make your money then?
Well, I was practicing the law. I had a little business in the Bay Area that I sold. I created a magazine in the Merchant Marine, the maritime field. So I had some time on my hands, and I just decided that this was important enough. Largely because, Vito, my family had run away from this story and this truth, and I know you'll understand this feeling. I wasn't that type of man. I didn't like running away from something I had no choice over. And rather than do that again, I decided that my gift back would be the truth. And that's what I've spent the last, 10 years on almost.
Wow. You know, it's so amazing because I have a nephew who's in his, I guess he's in his 40s now or whatever, him and his wife just took a trip to Italy because his obsession is, I can't really call it an obsession. Him and his wife want to do family trees, and they've been successful at this so far. The wife's doing hers, and Christopher, now my nephew, they went there to do stuff. They went back to all the hometowns and talked to people, and they came home with a treasure trove of stuff. He's emailed me while he was away, and it's fascinating because, you know, it's like he's saying to me, well, guess what? Your great-great-great-grandfather, he was involved in this, of all things. And, you know, he had numerous women and blah, blah, blah. So I told him, well, when you get home, I said, I want to hear all that stuff because I can see how you can get caught up in it. Now, mine is just as simple, what did my great-great-grandfather do or whatever? When did he come from Italy or blah, blah, blah? That kind of stuff. Yours is a lot more dramatic. Well, yeah, guess what, Jeff? You know, your great-great-grandfather, you know, he's the biggest murderer in history. Oh, thank you very much. Should I change my name to John Smith now or something or what? But in our last seconds before we take a break, you did a lot on this. And you continuing to do it now, or do you think you've got everything you need because you have your book out?
Oh, no. We're working. We've got three or four angles that I've got Hollywood helping me with right now. We're just trying to get funding for some of the issues that we're going to be, quote-unquote, digging up, and I'd love to go over them with you when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We're going to a break now. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. Great show tonight. Jeff Mudgett talking about his great-great-grandfather. Stand by. What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had bad dreams, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Sounds of the police singing I'll Be Watching You. Very appropriate song for who we have on tonight. Jeff Mudgett, great-great-grandson of serial killer H.H. Holmes, who, as we're talking about, was the real Jack the Ripper. So now, Jeff, you started this in the 90s sometime, all right? Now, during the break, I asked you a question, and I guess you're still working on this now, even though the book is out and become a huge hit and everything else going. Do you have people that work with you?
Yeah, I've got some assistants helping me with the historical investigation. We've got three or four issues, but obviously the one we'll talk about later is him possibly being Jack the Ripper. And but first, there was a curse when I first started digging into the story.
Right.
It was known as the Holmes Curse by the New York Times. And after he was allegedly executed following his trial, which is another question we're going to be resolving.
Right.
But after this alleged execution, the judge, jury foreman, prosecutor, witnesses that came and gave damaging testimony were either found dead, murdered, or suffered terrible misfortune. And we're not talking about three or four, Vito. We're talking about 40 people.
Does that scare you? Does that scare you yourself?
No, it didn't scare me, but it scares a lot of people that are involved with Holmes in any way.
Right.
And what I started doing, I wasn't a part of the supernatural or the paranormal, to tell you the truth. I took it the other way. We put all the evidence down in a big room, like we used to do in a criminal trial, Vito, and we worked it backwards. And working it backwards, we came up with the conclusion that there was no curse, there was no supernatural being, there was a man who hadn't been hanged, who had gone and visited these people following the trial.
Mm.
And the deeper we dug into that, the more we were convinced that the body in the alleged grave in Pennsylvania isn't of Holmes himself, it's of his guard that was hanged in his place.
Oh, wow. Now, how did you think that worked? How did it work that way? How'd he get out of that?
I write about it. Two of the chapters, that's all they discussed, the alleged curse and the fake execution.
Well, maybe we should keep that a secret for all the people that read, listeners that are going to be buying the book.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and the possibility has Hollywood scratching their heads about maybe making a motion picture about that one issue. And what we're going to do is, once we have the funding behind us,
right.
I have the, because of my relationship with the murderer, I have the ability to have his grave exhumed. The Smithsonian has said they want to take part in it, which makes, which tickles me pink because I didn't want it to be a Geraldo Rivera event.
Yeah, you know what, what's his name's, the gangster there, Al Capone's thing from years ago.
Right, exactly. So they'll take possession of the remains, and then they're going to take all volunteer tissue, and they're going to do a comparison with the DNA they have in the grave, and then with me. And one of the most interesting parts of that whole purse issue is this, Vito. When he came down, allegedly came down off the scaffolding following hanging, he had hired the Pinkerton guards to take possession of the body in the prison, and they lowered him into a coffin, which was then filled with concrete. He paid the superintendent of the prison for them not to do a pathology on the body afterwards, simply covered him in concrete.
Wow.
They took him out to the grave. A 10-foot hole had already been dug. The coffin with the concrete was lowered into the hole, and then that was filled with concrete. Now tell me, in your experience in criminal aspects, Vito, have you ever heard of a burial like that?
No, not at all. Someone didn't want that body to be checked in any kind of way.
Yeah, and he also got permission that he was to be hanged with the hood over his head. He did not want to see the crowd, he said.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So you're going to be probably at that time hiring different people. I do a lot of work with, or some work with Dr. Michael Bodden, if you're familiar with who he is. I've done TV shows.
I do know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, I've done TV shows with him and everything. He's great, but that could, that's something else to talk about down the road. So that's very interesting. So you're moving along on the case back from the 90s. Are you, as the years go by, are you happy with your findings? Did you ever get to the point where you said, I don't know, I think I'm going to pack this in, or not? Or are you still excited as you were when you started it?
That's a wonderful question, because as you can expect, my family was very upset with me writing this book. My entire family, except my mother. You know how mothers are. They'll support
anything.
Yeah. So, but as we've gone farther along and as we've illuminated the errors that history had recorded about this horrible man, who was the real-life Dr. Frankenstein. I mean, I don't know if you know the story at all about that basement he had in Chicago. But this
not a lot, but it's very interesting.
Yeah,
tell us all any interesting points from it.
This was a monster in our midst, and it proves that this is capable for a human being. And what I liked to dig into was the fact that wherever I went, Vito, people wanted to say or ask me, did you have any of the same tendencies as your ancestor?
Wow.
And well, and you know, when you go to Google, when you go to Psychology Today, over and over you see the same articles about how these DNA, these genetics are passed down from these killers and may result in the descendants having the same tendencies. Well, I disagree completely, and I can prove it by illustrating my family. We haven't had anyone since Holmes commit any crimes, any serious crimes. Two have been war heroes. They've all been successful citizens, and I'd like to use it as evidence to prove that we are what we choose to be. And had Holmes wanted to, Vito, he could have been a Louis Pasteur. That's how intelligent he was.
Wow.
And instead, he wanted evil.
Well, you'd think your family, knowing that, would want to back it up a little bit, but of course I understand their point. You know, why are you digging this stuff all up now, Jeff? Why are you doing all this and giving our family a horrible name? We got a couple seconds left. Has anybody else other than your mother fall in line with you, or are you all don't talk to you?
Oh, most of them back me up 100% now. They see how when I go up on stage now, about 6 months ago, I was at the TED in Vancouver before 4,000 or 5,000 people, and I'm going to be on Discovery Channel this summer.
When we do on our last segment, we talk about how people can reach your websites, everything. But we need a heartbreak right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand by with this interesting story.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well acquainted. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away.
To the sounds of the Rolling Stones, we are back. Great guest tonight. We're talking to somebody that is the great-great-grandson of a serial killer. And he has been working for over 20 years on this case with his evidence to show the probable cause to identify H.H. Holmes, his great-great-grandfather, as Jack the Ripper. So, interesting, Jeff. I'm enjoying this myself because I didn't know. Usually, most of the guests, I know a lot about, you know, what the show's going to be. But, you know, that's never been a big topic for me. I didn't know so much. Why don't you tell our listeners all across the country, how did he have a certain way that he killed the people, or what did he do?
You know what, Vito? This is one of the most fascinating parts of the story. He created a murder castle, it's been called, in history. And it was a hotel that was built in preparation for the Chicago World's Fair in the 1890s, where 20, 30 million people came from around the world, mostly the country, to see some of the greatest scientists of all time, the first electricity, things like that.
Right.
And Holmes had this beautiful little hotel at Junction Grove where the railroads met, and the passengers had to transfer over to get out to the lake from downtown Chicago. They'd get there late, they'd spend the night, and pretty young ladies were sent to special rooms on the second floor where they were rendered unconscious or asphyxiated with gas rooms, Vito. This isn't something made up in Hollywood. This is the real thing. And his assistants would go into the room, send the body down a greased chute where it would end up in the basement on a gurney. The unfortunate ladies would be strapped down, and then Holmes would don his surgeon's apron and commit experiments and torture on these innocent young ladies who were never to be seen again. The scientists in history are estimating 200 or 300 murder victims. I think it's over 1,000. And that's one of the reasons why we've petitioned the federal government to allow us to excavate the grounds there so that we can start determining how many people were actually murdered. But they were killed in experiments, in torture, and then their bodies were rendered the waste with acid baths and furnaces that were specially built at the murder castle.
Gee. Now, this all took place in and around the Chicago area, are you saying?
Yeah, about 2-3 miles from the lake and the World's Fair, which at the time was the busiest place in the entire world, and that's where his little hotel was.
And I don't know if you said this already, Jeff, but what year was the World's Fair?
About 1893, 1894. I may have the last digit wrong one or two years. I have so many in my head lately, but it's the 1890. Yeah.
So how many press clippings have you obtained? Now, obviously, it's a whole different era. I'm sure the talk of this spread all around the country. But, I mean, about how many things have you gathered to help you with this over the years?
Oh, boxes full. That's one of the great things of modern life and our social media, the Googles, the Safaris. You can find any old article ever written in this country and pull it up to use it in your investigation
on criminal mysteries. And that's one of the things that makes it easiest for those of us who want to go out and prove the truth.
Right, right. Did you ever try, now I see, you know, you've done some work here on Ancestry.com, but did you find any other relatives that you didn't know about of him? Were you able to find anybody that kind of goes back, maybe that now is 70 or 80s, in their 80s at all?
No, I never met my great-grandfather, and I never met Holmes's father. So I ran down their lives to see what type of existence they had, and lo and behold, they were very normal. The one Holmes's son became the mayor of a little town in Florida, and then, like I said, my grandfather was a very successful, honorable, religious man in California. So I like to use it, as we discussed earlier, as proof that the DNA and the genetics has nothing to do with who we are as human beings. It's the choices we make based on the education and life experiences we have.
Well, let's tell everybody a little bit about bloodstains. How did you put it together? And, just tell everybody about that book. And then the last segment will be, telling everybody how to pick it up in a whole bit. What year did you do bloodstains?
It's about 3 years old now, Beetle, maybe four. It's
about how many pages?
It's 320 pages, I think. Here, let me see. I think it's right here. Hold on a second. It's 315 pages.
Yeah, that's a good size book. Good size book.
Yeah.
So you go in there and you tell, do you start it from the beginning with your whole story, how you, the same way you've done on the show, how you got involved in this, or do you go right into it?
You know, Beto, it's different than the other books about Holmes. As a matter of fact, it's not about Holmes. It's more about how gaining this knowledge changed my life. Because obviously there's other books about Holmes. The Devil in the White City is one of the most successful books in the last 20 years. Paramount Pictures is making a movie of it right now, starring Leonardo DiCaprio as my great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
There's books that go back and back and back as far as you want to go about Holmes. I wanted Bloodstains to be about what happens to us, you know, the people living now, when out of the blue something like this shocks us and changes our entire life. And that's what I tried to write Bloodstains about. And that's what Hollywood is interested in recreating now. So I'm quite excited how it turned out.
Well, once that DiCaprio movie comes out, you're going to become very much in demand as far as speaking engagements, everything, you know. So that's going to really put you out there and, representing, your family, so to speak, you know.
I hope so. I hope they give me the opportunity to state what's right and wrong and the actual truth. But you know how making movies from books goes sometimes.
Yeah, there's many authors I know that don't even recognize the movie when they go to see it when it's done, you know.
My friends, I have quite a few author friends, and while they're happy with the check they receive from Hollywood, none of them are happy with the end product.
Yeah, I've heard that. But, I mean, how much more, you know, that's done a lot of times to make the movie maybe more interesting. What's going to be more interesting than Jack the Ripper? How are you going to make that more compelling?
And, Beto, you've got to give Hollywood a break. They've got 2 hours to put this story together. You had 10 years to write a book. It's a different
role. Right. That's right. Yeah. Amazing. Yes, I'll be looking forward to that, too. And just to let our listeners know, through my 5 years of doing this show, probably about 3 or 4 times I've done another week, a two-part series with a guest. And I'm definitely thinking about doing a second part in this sometime in the next month or so with Jeff. I'll have to talk to you about that, Jeff, okay?
I'd love to, because I'd like to discuss the details about my proof that he is Jack the Ripper, because I think we can rewrite history, and I'm finally getting people to give me enough of an edge to get a crack in the door to show them real criminal evidence that I used to make a living working with, and I have no doubt that this man killed at least one, probably two, of the Jack the Ripper 5.
Yeah, and Jeff, that's why we have to talk about this very soon after the show, just to make a date rather quickly on this, because there's so much here that we didn't even get into that we need a second part. You okay with that?
That would excite me. I'd love to come back and discuss the details with you so your listeners can make up their own minds. That's what I've been trying to do these mock grand juries where we swear an audience in and let them make their own minds up based on the evidence.
It's incredible. I mean, I know so many cases, and of course, you know, I know Jack the Ripper. I just don't know it inside and out, of course, like you do, you know, because that's incredible. In our last couple of seconds here, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it again?
You know, Vito, I think it was my destiny. I would do it again, and I think something good already has come of it. I have more contacts and friends like you, like Delilah, now that I ever had before in my life, and I'm happy for that. But I also think there's something to getting history right. I don't think we want to just go blindly forward believing the errors that, you know, we had when we were kids in school, and I'd like to be the one that helps correct some of them.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be coming back with Jeff Mudgett. Stand by.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
The sounds of Paul Simon singing Slip Sliding Away. We are back. Jeff Mudgett, great-great-grandson of serial killer H.H. Holmes. And Jeff has done over 20 years of work and has all kinds of evidence that there is probable cause to identify Holmes as Jack the Ripper. One of our people that's here with me now, Jeff, had an interesting question. You mentioned before about the hotel in the Chicago area. Were they rich people back then? Was he a rich person? Was his family pretty well off back then?
Holmes was fabulously wealthy. He was probably the one who created the life insurance fraud, Vito. He would identify a couple. He would murder the husband. He would have the. He would seduce the wife, who would then change her life insurance policy to make Holmes the beneficiary. This man was making $300,000 or $400,000 a year in 1890.
Well, from pictures you've seen, was he a dashing, good-looking guy back for that era, or what?
He had a very nice look to him. He was very dapper. He did the nicest clothes. He traveled in the first class everywhere he went, and the greatest foods, liquor, booze, all that stuff.
Yeah, but obviously, because that was an attraction for maybe a suitor, that he had a good amount of money too. I'm sure that helped, right?
Yeah, and he lived that lifestyle as well, and that's why it's easy for us to prove that he traveled to London, to Paris, to Berlin, New York City all the time. He was a dashing, he was the one that history should pay a little bit more attention to, instead of having brushed aside as much of Chicago and Illinois has done.
Wow, incredible. So let's tell our listeners, we got listeners all across the country here, Jeff, how they could buy the book, then maybe into your websites, tell them how they can communicate with maybe email to you or Facebook, whatever you have there, tell them.
Yeah, they can buy the e-book at Amazon, of course, Bloodstains, one word. We sell a lot of copies there. Then if they'd like to go to the website, you can get a print copy. If they'd like me to sign a copy, I'll sign one then for them, too. They can go to www.bloodstainsthebook.com,
and my manager works that blog all the time, and will answer their questions and come up with any answers to their evidence that they want to discuss.
Oh, good, good, good. Are you on any of the other sites yourself too, or no? Or you keep that kind of private?
No, Facebook. We have a page, but I'm trying to get my second book out this next couple of months. It's a piece of fiction about a Chicago private eye that goes to Vegas and solves one of the mysteries of Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time with that.
Hey, wait a minute now. Private eye going to Las Vegas and solves mystery. Hey, just to tell you something funny here. What's his name here again? Andrew Gross, who is a top writer. He wrote like five number ones with James Patterson, and now he's had the number ones on his own. I've done work for him where he'd call me, what would a cop do here, or does this sound right, blah, blah, blah. And one day he called me and he actually said, hey, can I name a character after you in this book? He said, you know, private detective. I said, sure, go ahead. So that was a lot of fun, and it was pretty cool to see that, actually. So keep that in mind, okay? But anyway, let's see over here. What was I going to ask you? The question I throw at everybody on the last segment, kind of catch them by surprise a little bit, nothing big, but 7 to 10 years from now, Jeff, where do you want yourself to be? What else is out there? It could be a different topic, or it could be something where you finalize this and everybody knows it's the truth and you've gotten, some kudos for it. What do you like to be doing 7, 10 years from now?
You know, Vito, I've probably done 100 of these shows, and that's the first question like that I've ever been asked, and you've got me thinking.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I was offered a publishing contract with a very big New York publishing house over my book, but they insisted that I remove the chapter on Jack the Ripper. They didn't believe it.
Really?
And
well,
I told them,
that's one of the biggest keys to the whole book.
Well, and I told them no, I'd do it myself, and I'd like them to have to come back to me one day, 7 years from now, and say, you know, Mudgett, you were right.
Yeah, I mean, I've had all kinds of answers. I mean, I've had everybody on the show, going back to Henry Hill when he was alive, to all the people you see doing the TV shows on all the channels there. And, I usually get, like you, people pause for a minute and they think about it, and they'll say, a lot of people will just say, well, yeah, I want to, like, continue to do just what I'm doing now. But then you get somebody else that'll say, well, look, I'm going to tell you honestly, Vito, I want to be laying on a beach somewhere, okay? I feel an honesty when they say that. I go, give me a drink in my hand. I want to be on the beach, and no more of this lawyering or prosecutor or doer this or that, you know? So it's always an interesting question to throw at everybody. So at this point here, at this point of your life here, great. I mean, I love how you just led us through from growing up and into what you found here and the whole bit. And do you feel, we only have about a minute and a half to go here, do you feel that you've become a good private detective, let's say, on your own?
As far as going out on the street like you had in your career, no. But someone delivering me evidence where I get to work at my desk, maybe go out to the spots and rehearsing that the evidence still fits. I think I'm very good at that, Vito, and I was very good at it practicing law. I think these type of mysteries that history has, you know, has left open, they yearn for someone like you and I to sit down and try to see if we can figure them out and hand them to your listeners in such a way that it's feasible, you know, because, you know, when you're talking about a murder mystery that's 100 years old, you're never going to be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. But as you framed it correctly, probable cause exists, and I think that's what I'm trying to prove.
Yeah, that is interesting. And in our last minute here, I know it's a great feeling, and you must have this a lot when you get something in the mail or somebody calls you, and it's an aha moment for this case. So that is great. So, Jeff, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a part two of this coming up very soon. So, you know, stand by for that. And until we meet again next Sunday night, a special thank you again to Jeff for being on the show. Get the book, Bloodstains, and to everybody, good night and God bless.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.